Let's talk about the legislative give and take now with NPR's Cokie Roberts, who joins us for analysis most Mondays. Cokie, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
We talked at the top about Kathleen Sebelius, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, and this discussion of maybe dropping the so-called public option. What's happening here?
Well, that proposal for a government finance insurance plan to compete with private plans has been absolutely one of the most controversial aspects of this health care proposal. And over the weekend, she was just one of several administration officials who signaled a willingness to drop that public option. Here she is speaking on CNN's State of the Union.
I think what's important is choice and competition, and I'm convinced at the end of the day the plan will have both of those, but that is not the essential element.
The secretary showed an openness to one of these nonprofit cooperative plans, like states have fair plans and for wind or for fire, instead of that government-financed option.
Well, Senator Kent Conrad, who's one of the key players here, has been talking about these co-ops. That's what they're saying they might go with?
And he has been saying for a long time that the public option is just not going to happen. Give it up. And he did that again yesterday on Fox News Sunday.
Well, now, has the opposition from Republicans, the quite dramatic opposition in town hall meetings and so forth, affected the administration in recent weeks?
Republicans have been talking about all of this, but Democrats have been skittish as well. And as we said, Senator Conrad is one of those. He's been supporting this cooperative idea. He's also warned he just warned yesterday that there might not be a bill ready by September 15th, that this process could drag on through the fall. Look, Democrats, are looking at the voters and worrying about them, particularly in two states, Steve, Virginia and New Jersey, where the governor's races this year are showing Democrats in trouble. So it's not just Republicans who are dragging their feet here on this public option. It's Democrats as well.
Well, let's listen to what Kent Conrad had to say. You referred to him earlier. Let's listen to Kent Conrad on Fox News Sunday talking about the legislative realities.
The fact of the matter is there are not the votes in the United States Senate for the public option. There never have been. So to continue to chase that rabbit, I think... is just a wasted effort.
But let me try to figure this out, because Conrad's trying to get votes for this. Republicans, though, are thinking about the public policy implications of this, and of course, as you also mentioned, thinking about the politics of this. There are elections coming up. Are Republicans going to be any happier with this other version of trying to increase competition with health insurance companies if it means something might actually pass?
Well, they've made favorable noises about it, but health care has been a moving target for Republicans, Steve. The Democrats will shift, think they have something the Republicans will go for, and then the Republicans shift further. And they make a big deal about something that distracts and frightens the voters, like those so-called death panels. Then the Democrats drop that, and Republicans find something else to object to. So we'll see what they do in the long run about these co-ops.
What about President Obama's core supporters? They've been pretty militant, I think that's a fair word, in saying that there must be a public option.
And they are very unhappy about the idea. We're talking here, of course, about liberal Democrats, about the idea that there would be dropping the public option. But look, in the long run, if that is the bill that comes to up for a vote in both the House and the Senate, the Democrats will go along. I remember when George H.W. Bush was president, facing Democratic majorities in Congress, and he would veto a bill, and Republicans who had originally voted for the legislation would then vote to sustain the veto, because it was terribly important to them that the president stay strong. And that's the case for Democrats of all stripes now. They, even though they will grumble and be unhappy and try to shape the legislation as best they can, they will go along with a health care plan backed by the president.
Cokie, always good to hear from you. That's
Thank
NPR's
you,
Cokie Roberts with analysis on this Monday morning.